today. Today, Bap Dada. Bap Dada is seeing every child in their form of love and the form of being merged in Baba's love. Child is sparkling with God's love. All the children have arrived here in the flying vehicle of love. All the children have arrived here in the flying vehicle of love. Well, you have come here to celebrate the new year, but what is visible in the eyes of all of you? New Year, Naya Sal. This New Year name is just namesake. But what enthusiasm do all of you have in your eyes? You are giving greetings or congratulations for three things. The first, you have greetings and congratulations for your new life. Second, you have greetings and congratulations for the new age. And the third, you have greetings of meeting your family and the Father. What is spinning in your eyes? Your new age. Your new age is appearing in front of you, is it not? In your heart, you have this enthusiasm that the new age is about to come. The shining dress of the new year, the new age. Is it as clearly in front of you as though today in the confluence age and that you are quickly going to wear that shining dress today? You're very happy on seeing it in front of you, your shining dress. You are bidding farewell and you're also receiving greetings, congratulations. Just as you bid farewell to the old year, and then you forget that year. And the new year that is ahead, it comes in front of you. In the same way, you're not giving greetings to the old world ahead of you, but you are giving greetings for the new world. You are bidding farewell to the old world. So today, everyone has zeal and enthusiasm for the new age. People also give greetings for the new year, and together with that, they also give a gift. So Bab Dada, is also giving you children a gift to bid farewell to the old nature and sanskars and go into the new world. We're in this new world where there is attainment and nothing but attainment. In short, you can say that there is nothing lacking in the new world. Bab Dada is giving each of you children such a gift of the golden world. You too have the intoxication. You too have the intoxication that you're becoming those who have a right to the golden world, do you not? No one else can give such a gift. The Father has given each child the direction. Give all souls the gift of the Father's inheritance and the message of the Golden World. So what gift do you have? Firstly, give them the gift of the new world. And secondly, you have so many treasures. The treasure of virtues, the treasure of powers, the treasure of self-respect. You have so many treasures. So give everyone the gift of one or another virtue, or one or another power, so that their lives transform through this gift, and they can claim a right to the golden world, because nowadays you can see that everywhere sorrow and peacelessness is increasing. Everywhere, everyone has fear and worry. Each one has fear and worry. So at the very least, you can give those unhappy and peaceless souls the message that the Father has now come. Become one who has a right to the imperishable inheritance from now. You are giving every soul this message, but even now, some of the Father's children are still deprived of the message. Nevertheless, you are the children of the One Father, and so definitely give the gift of this message to your brothers and sisters. No one should be left out. You are doing service, and on seeing the service of you children, Bab Dada is pleased, but the father's hope is that none of his children should be left out of receiving the message. They should not complain. That you received the gift of the golden world and they did not even know about it. Our father came and we did not. Our father came, but we did not receive the message. This is why in this new year, this is the effort you have to make. Make a plan amongst yourselves so that no corner is left out. You shouldn't receive any complaints. But they should become happy. At least they should know. They should know that our Father has come. They should not remain deprived. So, in this new year, what will you do? Get together and make a plan. Bab Dada. Bab Dada feels mercy for every child. You too especially have to adopt a merciful and benevolent form towards your brothers and sisters. And give everyone the message. At least they should not make such a complaint. So today, all the children have arrived here with the zeal and enthusiasm to celebrate the new year. What song does Bab Dada sing on seeing each and every child? You know that, do you not? Wah, child, wah. Nowadays, Bab Dada wants to see one thing in all the children. Do you know what that is? just as each of you has enthusiasm in your heart. Enthusiasm in your heart for the aim that you're going to become equal to the Father, Bap Saman. That you are going to become equal to the Father, not that you will become that at some point, but that you are definitely going to become that. So just as you have that aim, so together with the aim, Bap Dada now also wants to see the qualifications of that aim. Just as you have the aim of becoming equal, so too you must also have the qualifications for becoming equal. Now, your aim is very high, but you have to pay special attention to its qualifications. It has to be equal to the extent that the aim is high, the laksha is high, so too the qualifications, the lakshan for that are just as high. Now, there are some children who do want to imbibe those qualifications. But sometimes, in between, they say, I want this very much, but... So this word, but, should now be removed. Just as it is visible from a distance through your face and activity how high the aim is, so too the qualifications should also be visible from your face and your activity. For instance, earlier, when you were in a state of body consciousness, then your natural nature became that of body consciousness. Did you ever make effort to become body conscious? It's like your natural nature was that of body consciousness. You did not make effort for that for half the cycle. Similarly, now too, it should be your natural nature to be soul conscious. Since the nature of body consciousness became natural, do you ever remember having to become body conscious? Did you ever make this effort? Even now? Yeah. There is body consciousness and soul consciousness. And so why is there effort to become soul conscious? Bap Dada receives news Bap Dada receives news that you sometimes have to make effort to finish body consciousness. Since it was natural to be body conscious, then why should it take effort to be soul conscious? So Bap Dada doesn't like to see the children having to labor, become free from having to labor and have this natural nature. This is known as having an aim with equal qualifications. And then just see how it will be very easy and natural to become Bap Saman, equal to the Father. You saw Father Brahma. You saw Father Brahma whilst having responsibility for such a large family. He had the natural nature of soul consciousness. Even if the children have responsibility, but what is that responsibility in front of Father Brahma's? Whatever responsibility it may be, let's say it may be the responsibility of a zone, or of some official business of the yajna. But what is that responsibility in front of Brahma Babas? With the help from Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba demonstrated practically how Karavanhai, the one who inspires others, is making him do everything, and that he himself is Karanhar, the one who is doing, whilst remaining loving and detached, equal to the Father. So if you wish to become Bap Saman, equal to the Father, then check this. Whatever it may be, whether it is in your thoughts, your words, or your physical duties in terms of your actions, I am Karanhar, and a trustee. And Shiv Baba is the Karavanhar master. Whilst moving along, you forget this lesson of Karavanhar, the one who inspires others. So, you have to make the aim and qualifications equal. Your Laksh and Laksham equal. Now, along with bidding farewell to the old year, you also have to bring about the qualifications of your aim. There has to be new things for the new year. What can I do? Maya comes. Even though I don't want her to come, she comes. These words, such words and thoughts. Bid farewell to such words and thoughts, along with bidding farewell to the old year. Do not just bid farewell to the year. Bap Dada has told you that Maya too comes to Bap Dada. And what does she say? I understand that it's now time for me to go. But there are some children who invoke me, so what can I do? So, today, together with bidding farewell, you also have to bid farewell to the various forms of Maya. Do you have that courage? Raise your hands. Do you have that courage? Do you have the courage to bid her farewell? Do you have the courage? Those sitting at the back, do you have courage? Those who have courage, raise your hands. Raise your hands. Those who have courage, you should raise your hands. So the father is giving you multi-million-fold congratulations for this courage. Why? Why is Bap Dada emphasizing this? Because all of you can see that the conditions of the world have begun to get worse with full force. And for some time, and Bab Dada has been speaking these elevated versions, that it will happen suddenly. It has to happen suddenly. And if you don't have the practice over a long period of time, then tell me, at the time of suddenly, you will need this practice, will you not? Just recently see, Bab Dada gave the homework of 10 minutes for a total of 24 times. So the homework was of 10 minutes each time, but some children find this difficult. So just think, if you cannot have 10 minutes of this practice, then what will happen when it happens suddenly? Bab Dada knows that when you have to do it 24 times, some of you say you don't have that much time. But Bab Dada was trying it. He was giving you a trial. Are you able to stay in one awareness for 10 minutes whenever you want and how you want? Bab Dada is not saying that you have to stay in that stage for 10 minutes right now. Okay, whoever can do it, you can. Those who can do it should do it. And if you're not able to do it, then you can do it for 5 minutes, 7 or 6 minutes. Try it out for as long as you can. Bab Dada himself is saying that it is not fixed. If you find that 10 minutes is too much, you can do it for 8 minutes or 9 minutes. Do as much as you can. Instill the habit for as long as possible. Because it is now that you have to put the blessing over a long period of time into a practical form. If you're not able to practice this over a long period of time now, then for the attainment of the effort of a long period of time at the present time, there will be a difference in length in terms of half the cycle. So if you give less time now, Bab Dada has given permission for you to do it as long as possible. If you do it for longer than 5 minutes, if you cannot do it for 10 minutes, then do it for 7 minutes or 8 minutes. You are given permission to do it for even 5 minutes. But if at any point you're able to do 10 minutes, that is good. The time will come when you will have to give raise to the self and to the world. This is why Bab Dada is giving you permission. Practice this for as long as possible, because the long period of the present time is the basis of the future. Is that okay? You find it difficult. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at the moment. And you have told the Father about it. And that is good. Because if you're not able to sit for 10 minutes, and that time is spent just thinking about it, then those 5 minutes are also gone. And so this is why Bab Dada is saying, don't let it be less than 5 minutes. Increase it as much as you can. Is that clear now? Is it clear? Because Bab Dada is seeing each one in a very elevated form. And the sign of this, Bab Dada has given each child so much self-respect. If you were to make a list of the points of self-respect, it would be such a long one. Today, at Amrit Vela, Bab Dada went on a tour. What did he go to see? Bab Dada has given a very long rosary of self-respect. If you were to stabilize yourself in each of the points of self-respect, when you walk and speak about each point of self-respect and continue to turn that rosary, then you will enjoy it very much. You have a list of self-respect, but how great each aspect of that list of self-respect is. And who has given it to you? The World Almighty Authority has given each and every child a list of many points of self-respect. Use it, because there is no other authority that can reduce this self-respect of yours. no one else has received a rosary of so much self-respect. Bab Dada has seen that you will receive your fortune of the kingdom in the golden age, but this rosary of self-respect is a gift of the confluence age. Whenever Bab Dada sees the children, he looks at them with the stage of their self-respect. Wah, child, wah. So, stay in the authority of the self-respect of who you are. Sometimes, keep one point of self-respect in front of you, and at another time, keep another point of self-respect, and check. Today, at Amrit Vela, the special aspect of self-respect that I kept in my intellect, and that is a treasure, so did I use that today? The way to increase the treasures is to use them, to apply them in the task. So to the extent you apply your treasures and use them, to that extent they increase. So today Bab Dada was seeing which children have a longer rosary of the awareness of self-respect and which children have a shorter rosary. Where there is self-respect, arrogance of the body finishes. So today, Bab Dada went on a tour and saw the treasure of self-respect. So just as you have the treasure of self-respect, use each and every power, use each and every virtue. Apply it in action. And then this problem that you have, that Maya comes, the problem of Maya coming, Maya actually doesn't just come, but Baba has already told you what Maya says. The children invoke me, and it is then that I come. I wouldn't go otherwise. So, to have any weak or insignificant thought is to invoke Maya. When you forget the powers, you have invoked Maya. You say, I don't want her to come, but she comes. So who is more powerful? You say, I don't want her to come, but she comes. So is Maya powerful, or are you? So today, the old year is ending. And in the new year, there is new zeal and enthusiasm because the praise of the confluence age is that each day is filled with enthusiasm. That is, each day is a festival. And so, it is because there is zeal and enthusiasm that each day is a festival. Therefore, make this firm. Look at your chart every day. Check your chart. Even whilst walking and moving around, check it. If you check, you would also change, would you not? If you don't check, how would you change? So today, for the new year, Bap Dada especially has the thought that just as you bid farewell to the old year, in the same way, every child should bid farewell to Maya. Bid farewell to waste thoughts. Because it has been seen in the majority that there are more waste thoughts. It is very few who have many vicious thoughts. Those are very few. But the waste thoughts, to finish waste thoughts as well as finish their name and trace. And so every thought should be powerful. There should not be a wasteful thought. Because when you have thoughts of waste, it's not just your thoughts of waste, but your time is also wasted. And this makes you distant from becoming Bap Saman, becoming equal to the Father. Your desire is to become equal. And so you also raised your hand. However, Bap Dada always says, raise the hand of your mind. It's very easy to raise your physical hand. So do you have the courage to bid her farewell? Do you have the courage? Raise your hands. Acha, you are courageous. Well, simply keep this courage with you at all times. If you remain courageous, then you will fulfill the aim that you have kept. Because Bap Dada is also with you. Bap Dada doesn't want any of his children to be left behind. They should return hand in hand with Baba. Father Shiva is incorporeal. And he doesn't have a hand, but Srimad is his hand. To follow Srimad at every step means to walk hand in hand. And so for the new year, for the new life, and for the new age, for all three, to all of you, multi-million-fold congratulations to everyone. So now, what to do? And Baba's children from Gujarat have come, approximately 8,000 souls have arrived here today to celebrate the new year in Baba's home. And so Baba's being told that it's the turn of Gujarat to serve. So all of those from Gujarat, please stand up. And the whole hall is standing up. But Dada had said earlier too that Gujarat means the night has passed. Guzar gahi rat means Gujarat. So it's a play on words. The night has passed. Guzar gahi hai rat, Gujarat. So in Gujarat, they constantly have the zeal and enthusiasm to remain constantly ahead of everyone and to make others move forward. So, Gujarat is very cooperative with Bap Dada and Madhuban. It is close. Whenever anything happens, who is called first? You receive phone calls, do you not? Send so many from Gujarat. It is good. There is benefit in being close. There is attainment too. This is why those who are the regular students of Gujarat have to become samples of those who follow each and every one of Bap Dada's Srimad. Any center you go to, it should be visible that all of these are the jewels who were close to Bap Dada. Is that okay? Those students who understand, raise your hands. In this way, Baba demonstrated at that point and said, no Srimat is any less. It is good. You are those who have courage. You have good courage. So now sit down. And now, Baba, there are the double foreigners, brothers and sisters, approximately 650 DF brothers and sisters, and the Sindhi group had come from 70 countries. All the children, December is the chime for the children's retreat and the parents' retreat, and so everybody, and the youth retreat. And so Baba's meeting all the double foreigners. Acha, the Sindhi group has also come. Very good. Bab Dada likes it that in every season, in every meeting, the foreigners become the decoration of Madhuban. It's good. There is good zeal and enthusiasm. And whoever it is, in whichever country, you cannot remain without doing service. All of you do service, do you not? You do service, do you not? So now the new year is coming. And so take the benefit of the new year. Tell this to those in connections with you. Go and give congratulations and give a gift of one. Tell them your gift is unique. You have the most unique gift of all. The gift of one or another virtue or power. One or another virtue or power to each of those, your relatives and those in contact with you. And tell them, I have come to give you the most unique gift of all. And so with this gift, your present and your future will become very good. Tell them such good things, because the new year is also a chance to serve them. Acha, Bab Dada is pleased. He is pleased with foreign service. You also have a good gathering. Now, continue to move ahead even more. Continue to move ahead of everyone in every task. Acha. You can sit down now. Now, to all those from everywhere, from Bharat and the lands abroad, each one of you is Baba's most beloved, lovely, and long-lost children. Each one of you. And Bab Dada gives you congratulations. And bids farewell. Bab Dada has also mentioned that together with the old year, You are the ones that also bid farewell to your old nature and your old sanskars. You are the Mahavir children. Those who at every step you earn an income of multi-millions. You are those who remain in the stage of all the points of self-respect that Bap Dada has given you. You experience all the self-respect that Baba has given you. And so for each and every child, Bap Dada sees each and every child that each and every child is the one who has a right to the inheritance of 21 births. You are the children that receive the right to the inheritance for 21 births. And to such children anywhere who have such a right, Bap Dada, the Father, in the form of the Father, the Teacher, and the Guru, gives all the children Yad Pyar, love and remembrances, and Namaste.
multi-million times congratulations for the new year. We are bidding farewell to the old year, and Baba also gave the special greetings for the new year, and he also has garlanded us with the new enthusiasm and new self-respect. And we have the new year song from the Madhurvani group, "New Age is Coming, New Age is Coming, and the new age is smiling at us." These are the words of the song Shishupen is saying. And in this new year, we have to become equal to the Father. Baba always makes us move ahead and progress further. And let's hear the new year song. The new age is coming. After the song, there's going to be cake cutting and candle lighting. Respected Dadiji and all the seniors will cut the cake and light the candles. So all of you are requested to remain seated in the hall. Please maintain silence. And with Baba and with Dadi, we will celebrate New Year, Shishupen is saying. And now we will hear the song from the Madhurvani group. And those who have not taken the gift, tomorrow after Murli class, you will collect your gifts before breakfast in the conference hall. Once again, the announcement is repeated. After the Murli, those who have not taken gifts will sit in the conference hall, will take the gifts. And now we are going to hear the song from the Madhurvani group, "New Age is Coming." These are the words of the song. Baba is with us. Hand in hand with Baba, we will move ahead. And we have promised Baba, and Baba has promised us. So all of you applause for these great versions of Baba. And now we are going to hear the song from the Madhurvani group. New age is coming, and the new world is smiling at us. New age is coming, and the new world is smiling at us. And in the meeting with Bap Dada, all are enjoying the meeting, and the rain of happiness is being showered on us. All we, the Bharat Nivasis, are celebrating the new year with God. Congratulations to all of you, and new year greetings. Congratulations, congratulations, and congratulations. These are the words of the song. Happy New Year. The New Year is going to start, and Baba is with us. We are going to move around the year with the hand in hand with God, with Baba. The new year has started. Baba is with us. Hand in hand with Baba, we'll keep progressing. We are going to become complete. This is the call of the time. Let's become complete. The time is giving us the signal. This is the year of nectar. and the whole world, Bharat, especially the Bharat Nivasis, are celebrating this year. Congratulations, congratulations. Happy New Year. Let's celebrate the New Year by singing songs of happiness, and let's make everyone meet Shri Baba in this New Year. Let's sing the songs of happiness and celebrate the New Year. Give the message of God to everyone and make every soul meet Shri Baba. God is now creating this whole world. This is the year of nectar. The Bharat Nivasis are celebrating. Congratulations to all each and everyone, and multi-million congratulations on this new year. Mubarak means congratulations. Baba is filling us with blessings, and he creates miracles just by the glance of drishti. We are celebrating New Year in the Diamond Hall. Baba filled us with all the blessings. Baba is diamond, and all his children are like diamonds, and we are celebrating New Year in this Diamond Hall. We are celebrating the happiness in the new year. This is the freedom of the year of nectar. We, the Bharat Vasis, are celebrating. Multi-million congratulations to all of you. Multi-million times congratulations and New Year greetings to all of you. This is the meaning of the song. Congratulations to all of you, Shishuben is saying, and you're going to do the candle lighting, and wherever you're seated, you can switch on the mobile lights if you want, and you can see the Diamond Hall is shining with the mobile lights. All have switched on their phones, and see, it's like the candles in the Diamond Hall. You can, if you're watching the video, you can see. In the hall, all have switched on their mobiles, and you can see the lights on their phone, the torch lights, the flashlights. They're shining like the diamonds in the Diamond Hall. It's looking very beautiful. See, the whole Diamond Hall is shining with the mobile lights. All of them are requested to switch on their flashlights, torch lights in the mobiles. And the gold Diamond Hall is looking beautiful with all the lights. On the stage it's beautiful, even in the audience it's beautiful. The whole hall is lit up with lights. The lights of the mobiles are looking so beautiful. You can watch this view on your videos. The lights of the Diamond Hall are switched off in the audience, and you can see these beautiful lights. Just like the stars, they are shining. The whole Diamond Hall is shining with the flashlights of the mobiles, the torch lights. They are looking really very beautiful. In the video, yeah, now you can see the video, see all the flashlights, all the mobile flashlights are switched on. Stars on the earth. It's looking like that, very beautiful in the diamond hall. Real diamonds are shining. The scene is very beautiful. If you're watching the video, really very beautiful. Now after this, the lights are on in the diamond hall. Now the cake cutting is going to be done. All of you are requested to remain seated. And all the beautiful stars in the diamond hall are looking very beautiful. They're shining like diamonds. Bab Dada has seen the shining of all these stars in the diamond hall, Shashiben is saying. And now Daddy is going to cut the cake. Good wishes on this new year and multi-million congratulations on this new year. Let's celebrate this new year. This is the meaning of the song which is being played. Let's celebrate the new year with happiness and joy. Let's welcome this new year which is going to clear all the doubts and all the confusion and bring us joy and happiness in this new year. Multi-million greetings to all of you on this new year. Good wishes and multi-million greetings. This is the meaning of this song. All are dancing in the diamond hall. Daddy has finished cutting the cake. And you are personally taking cake from Daddy on the stage. Every sunrise in this year is going to gift us with new things and new happiness. Greetings on this new year. Good wishes, multi-million greetings on this new year. This is the meaning of this song. Daddy is releasing a CD, you can see on the video. Now, Dadi Ratan Mohini, there is a half an hour video which is made on Dadi issue, and now she is releasing this video. This is about issue Dadi. So for half an hour it has been made about the life history of issue Dadi. So this video is being released by Dadi Ratan Mohini. Now I request State Secretary is saying, she is requesting Dadi Ratan Mohini to give greetings on this new year. Respected, beloved, our sweet Dadi Ji, Dadi Ratan Mohini Ji will give greetings of the new year. You are taking a cake from Dadi, and her cake taker is telling Dadi, Dadi, you have to give New Year greetings. Now, yes, Dadi is going to give greetings the New Year. They have given a printout to Dadi, and her caretaker is requesting Dadi to read out the printout. And pure Shashi Ben is giving fruits to all the seniors on the stage. I can see Shashi Ben giving fruits to all the seniors on the stage. Shashi Ben is giving New Year greetings also to all the seniors who are sitting on the stage. And now Dadi Ratan Mohini is going to read out the New Year greetings for all of you. Her caretaker is saying to Dadi, Dadi say Om Shanti. So now Dadi is saying Om Shanti. All of you celebrated meeting with Bab Dada, and you also heard elevated versions of Baba. Every version of Murli is elevated treasure. Keep churning every version of every point in the Murli, then you'll become powerful. Keep experiencing every version, every point of whatever you have heard in the Murli, then there is never going to be any waste in the intellect. Whatever might happen, wherever you are, whatever it is, however the circumstance may be, Baba and family, these are the two things we need to remember. Baba and the family, these two words, Baba and the family, both of them are loveful. Baba and the family, always stay in this intoxication and happiness. Baba and the family. Dadi is giving greetings, and for the new year, Bab Dada has given us the homework. We have to give Baba's message to all the souls and give them the gift of the golden age. To become equal to the Father. We have to make our nature natural to be soul conscious. Have this desire, have this hope, and the hope Baba has in us, we have to fulfill Baba's desire and hope. We have to put a full stop to all whatever is past, and in this new year, we have to inculcate at least one virtue and stay in that intoxication of that virtue, and also and give congratulations to each other by giving virtue to one another. Through our face, we have to reveal Baba's face through our faces. Only then the revelation can happen. And this Baba has said that through this revelation they can really reveal the Father. When we are filled with this godly powers, multi-million congratulations on this new year, multi-million congratulations, congratulations and greetings on this new year. And now the State Secretary is requesting Muni Ben. Now, I'm requesting Muni Ben to give the greetings for the new year. All the souls from all over the world and whoever is sitting in the hall, Muni Ben is giving special greetings to all the souls who are in the Diamond Hall and to the souls of the whole world. And she is giving special greetings, always be healthy, be intoxicated, be happy, be strong, and keep your stage stable, keep flying, and make others fly. And the new year, which is about to come, is going to be very auspicious for all of us. And let all of us do good Baba's services in future. Let's keep progressing further. I hope that there is no virus, no obstacle in the year which is about to come, and so that all of you remain happy. Special greetings on this new year. And we are filling our aprons with the New Year greetings. And now the State Secretary is requesting Nirbhay to give special inspirations on this New Year. I think Shishu Ben has left. I do not know who is speaking. I do not know the name of the State Secretary. But now she is requesting Nirbhay to give the New Year greetings. Supreme Father, Supreme Teacher, and supremely loved Supreme Satguru, Shiv Baba, All of you are the eternal children of the Supreme Father, Supreme Teacher, Supreme Satguru. You are the Alaukik children of Brahma Baba. From every corner of Bharat, and especially from Gujarat, all of you have come here in Madhuban. All the brothers and sisters who arrived in Madhuban, and those who are watching this Madhuban program from all the corners of Bharat, and also and to all the brothers and sisters of abroad, all the brothers and sisters, to all the brothers and sisters of abroad who are watching this program, multi-million congratulations for the new year, multi-million congratulations for the new year. Just you celebrate one day in the whole year. On this New Year Eve, we cut the cake, we also light the candle, and before that, also in order to increase the willpower, to raise the power of the mind, and to experience the closeness with the Father, we also hear Avyakt Murli. Today in Bharat and in abroad, special greetings to all those of Bharat and of abroad. And before the new year started, we all have celebrated meeting with Avyakt Bap Dada. We saw Dadi Janki, Dadi Prakashmani in the video. And we have most respected Ratan Muni Dadi Ji with us. And with beautiful words, she decorated all of us. Muni Ben also conveyed loveful greetings on this new year. Keep all these good wishes like invaluable treasures with you. Remember these good wishes. Whatever I've understood from today's murli is that, from today's murli, that we all have to become equal to the Father, and very less time is left. We have to make intense effort to become equal to the Father, Nirbhay Singh. We should not waste our time and thoughts, and even the words should be limited, and to the extent possible, through our mind, body, and through wealth, in every way, we have to empower all of us. We have to empower ourselves and everyone. We have to reveal Bap Dada in every corner of the world, and for that, we have to contribute through our elevated efforts. We need new enthusiasm for the new world. Well begun is half done, it's been said, and we have to bring this in our mind. We progress further when we have this in our mind. So on this day, let us make this elevated thought hand in hand with Bap Dada. By hugging Bap Dada, let us make this thought with meeting Bap Dada. Baba, wish you happy New Year. Let us tell to Baba. By hugging Baba, and Baba has lot of care and love for all of us. Let us assure Bap Dada and wish Bap Dada, wish you happy New Year. And according to your instructions, according to your bhavna, Baba, we are going to become completely perfect, and we are going to increase our efforts. And in this year, in 2022, with our complete stage, we will all experience our complete stage and become equal to the Father. And to all of you, special greetings for the new enthusiasm, for new life, and for the new age. And also special greetings to attain your perfect and complete stage. Special greetings on this new year. And I request respected Brijmohan Bhai to give his greetings for the new year. And with the newness and enthusiasm, fill all those who are in the Diamond Hall with enthusiasm. And I request the State Secretary Singh that I request Brijmohan Bhai to give his greeting from this new year filled with newness and enthusiasm. Om Shanti. Now Brijmohan Bhai Singh, in this Diamond Hall, all those who are seated, and especially Gujarat, from Gujarat, new brothers and sisters have arrived. According to the plan of the drama, all of you have come here to celebrate the new year. Baba has given certificate to all of you, especially to the new brothers and sisters. Especially Baba is saying Gujarat means the night has gone. The old world has finished, has ended. And people of the world just celebrate 1 year. I mean 1 day in 1 year. Baba has said that we have to celebrate every day of the year, not just one day of the year. Baba has given a list of self-respects, and keep bringing every self-respect, keep repeating the rosary of self-respects. Only in the conference age you receive such a gift of rosary of self-respects, and only the Almighty Authority can give us the rosary of self-respects. And Baba has said, I have given divine powers to all the children. I also have given divine virtues. And Baba has given all these gifts of divine virtues and divine powers. Baba has given us the new... Baba has given greetings for the new age, new life, and new year. And we have to enjoy and celebrate and give the message of God to everyone around. Always be seated on this stage of self-respect of who am I, and also the divine powers and divine virtues. Whatever the divine duty Baba has given all of us, we the Brahmins have to do this. And clap for 10 times, Brijmohan Bhai is saying, clap 10 times, because Baba has given us divine virtues, divine powers, enthusiasm. He filled us with all the self-respect. He has given the rosary of self-respect. And remember this day whole year. And Baba has said on one side the old year is finishing, and we are going to celebrate the new year with new enthusiasm. So special greetings from this new year. Om Shanti. Thank you. very beautiful greetings has been given by Dadiji and all our senior brothers and sisters. All the seniors have filled us with new enthusiasm. Dadiji is giving greetings to all the senior brothers on the stage and special greetings of the new year. Sharda Ben is saying now. Now let us sit in silence and let us sit in powerful remembrance of Baba. Let us fill ourselves with the virtues, powers and self-respect given by Baba, and let's stay in remembrance of sweet Baba. Let us sit in meditation for 3 minutes and finish. Om Shanti.